Mike Mitchell in a virtual Roots Down session on Studio B from WVTF, performing Cold Frosty Morning on Jerusalem Ridge. Had a chance to speak with Mike recently, along with his mandolinist, Jacob Mosley. Mike moved to the Floyd, Virginia area several years ago and started getting into bluegrass music after having been classically trained on the violin and spending some time touring with a jam band. The transition was not always easy, he says. Then there was an encounter with a legendary bluegrass band.
I had the great occasion to be invited to, I guess I started to sound halfway decent, I don't know. I was invited to sit in with the Lost and Found, with Alan Mills and Dempsey Young, founding members of Lost and Found, who, by the way, founded that band the year I was born. And I sat in with them down in Martinsville, and I was holding my own, playing some bluegrass fills and a couple little breaks, and I was starting to be able to get on a melody just a little bit. Well, they decided to heat it up. They started to heat it up and play some really hot numbers that were beyond me. So I started to play very fast jazz violin, feeling that, you know, I had to offer something of compatible skill to keep up or whatever. Well, Dempsey Young ended the set, caught me backstage, and Dempsey Young was mad. And I thought he was going to punch me in the nose. And he finally, he got through that density. He reached me and you know, he said some not so very nice things to me about what he thought about me coming in on his set with his music that belongs to him and playing a bunch of nonsense. And it's at that time, I think I finally understood, and this is probably about a five-year process.
Wow.
I'm moving up here about 15 years ago, I finally understood what was required of me. And I have been teaching bluegrass as a student and a teacher and trying to, you know, write some bluegrass music and become a bluegrass player ever since.
Talking with Mike Mitchell on Studio B this afternoon, his band has a new single out. We're going to debut that for you in just a few moments. Calling Me is the title. I asked Mike how that song was produced.
The band did. Yeah, Mike Mitchell Band produced it, for sure. You know, I cut a demo of it and sent it out, and the arrangement loosely stayed the same. The original arrangement didn't have a sung second chorus. It had a instrumental second chorus. We changed that when we decided to record it, of course, because, you know, I've got, you know, Trey Wellington agreeing to cut it with us, and Jake and Joe, monster guys, who's are beside me, and it had to have four lead breaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It just had to happen.
The song Calling Me was written by Mike Mitchell and Jack Shannon. Mike explains how that co-write came about.
I am on the songwriters committee at the IBMA, and through that committee work with IBMA, I get to meet and rub elbows and pal around with all the best songwriters, really. Jack and I met in a song circle at IBMA. We didn't know each other from Adam. And I liked his style. And I thought, you know, definitely down for co-writing with this dude. He's write some quality stuff. He had a hit that Jim Hurst put out called Same Old Moon. So we just, the rest is just workaday stuff for songwriters. We get on Zoom and write songs, you know, swap files back and forth and make demos online. And that's how it's done.
The Mike Mitchell Band, as heard on this new record, includes Alex Donahue of Roanoke on bass, Jacob Mosley from Pennsylvania on mandolin, his brother Joey Mosley from Maryland on guitar, and 2019 IBMA Momentum Instrumentalist of the Year, Trey Wellington from North Carolina on banjo.
These incredible players that I am so blessed to have, these guys will, sick as a dog, this guy here, this mandolin player, will get in his car up in York, Pennsylvania, in that area, and he'll drive clear to Asheville, North Carolina, get on stage and play music with me.
Jacob Mosley exhibited that level of dedication when it came to recording this song and the video, which was produced by Stephen Mogin.
Well, me and Joey, we work our day jobs, and I had to work the day that they cut most of the song. They cut most of the rhythm tracks for the song and the lead vocal parts for it. I didn't get into Mike's house till it was after midnight. It was about 1 o'clock. And I get there and Mike says, don't you dare go to bed. You got some work to do. So 1 o'clock, after driving 5.5 hours down the road to Floyd, Virginia, I step in front of a microphone and take a couple tracks, recording over what they had done during the day. I don't know, gave it maybe 10 goes or so on the mandolin with rhythm tracks and then over the break part. And then Joey and I got to do the harmony vocals over there with them. All in all, from 1 o'clock till 4 a.m. or so, we were hitting it hard. And then Alex, who's on bass, he was doing a lot of work with the whole audio engineering side of things. So me and him were working on it till about 5 o'clock after all the actual recording was done. We go to sleep about 5:30. We wake up at 7 o'clock, hour and a half, and we meet Steven Mojan, and we get right to recording the video. Oh, believe me, the moment the camera gave me life. It sure gave us all life. Man, that was a tough. It was definitely it didn't feel exhausting at the time, because you know sometimes you're just having so much fun, the tiredness doesn't hit you till later on, and that was definitely the experience.
Then something happened on the video shoot that added more to the new song.
During filming, Mojan, who this is the second time I've worked on a video project with Mojo, he and Jake and Joey decided to come up with something extra that wasn't recorded the day before in the Whirlwind recording. And by the way, I should shout out to Mountain Fever Studio and Amanda Cook, who did the engineering on most of that. So they decided that, oh, wouldn't it be cool to do a little twin guitar mandolin turnaround in between chorus one and verse two,
mm-hmm.
which meant that my microphone ended up getting in the mail to Jake's house. So that, since it's filmed, I guess we probably ought to put it on the record too.
Mike Mitchell talking about his band's new single, Calling Me, which is going to lead to a new album with the current lineup, including Trey Wellington on banjo.
He's agreed to make the rest of this album, and Amanda Cook has agreed to engineer it up at Mountain Fever. And that's after we release this single that you're debuting for us, bless your heart. We're going to get to work on a dozen or so more tunes and do that with Trey. And hopefully we can all get on a stage here before not too long.
As we eagerly await them returning to a stage, let's hear the debut of that new single from Mike Mitchell Band, Calling Me, on Studio B from WVTF.
I ain't getting any younger. The road gets longer every day. Instead of leading me back home, it always turns the other way. Hopeful dreams and plans I made at 17 years old didn't fit right in the suitcase. Left them lying there dusty on the side of the road that calls me home. Broke and battered from this long and lonely roam. When I hear an old song play, I remember Daddy's RCA stereo. Like years ago, and it's calling me. I wonder if she's still on Oak Street. Visit her someday. You know I'd like to say I'm sorry if her dreams also slipped away. Maybe maybe she'd be lonely. Let me linger for a while. But that's only wishful thinking. My thoughts of her are strong and longer than the miles that call me home. Broken, battered from this long and lonely road. When I hear an old song play, I remember Daddy's RCA stereo, like years ago, and it's calling me. If this road gets any longer, swear by God I'll go astray. This feeling's getting stronger every time I hear an old song play. I'm coming home, torn and tattered from this long and lonely road. When I hear an old song play, I remember Daddy's RCA stereo, like years ago, and it's calling me. Town.
The Mike Mitchell Band with the debut of the new single Calling Me on Studio B from WVTF. Mike recorded a couple of songs for us live for this Roots Down session with Alex Donahue, including Jenny Lynn. Here he gives us some background on the song.
The Jenny Lynn story is one that I love to tell at shows when we're on stage, and Jenny comes up to sing this song with me. As it happens, I was under a deadline to get some new stuff written for this album. And Jenny and our children went to the beach without me. That Saturday evening, I called her up, or I FaceTimed her, and I said, Jenny, I've written one, and it's for you. And I played it for her, and she cried, and I cried. We both said that one's going to be the hit. That one's going to be the single. Sweet Jenny Lynn.
Here I stand, wait for you to come to me. I'm not too old to see what's right in front of me. Take my hand and smile the smile you give. From this day on, together we will live. Sweet Jenny Lynn, right here we begin. I'll love you forever and ever again. With an old family ring, our life we begin. Just sing with me now, Jenny Lynn. Around and time is short, so get it right. There's no other girl for me to spend my life. Lost and found, another chance to keep it real. This love I feel, I share with you tonight. Sweet Jenny Lynn, right here we begin. I'll love you all over and over again. With an old family ring, our life we begin. Just sing with me now, Jenny Lynn. finally, I look and see you coming down. There's no one around, and I swear you glow. This melody, it echoes through the hills of home. Never more alone, I love you so. Sweet Jenny Lind, right here we begin. I'll love you forever and ever again. With an old family ring, our life we begin. Just sing with me now, Jenny Lind. Sing.